everyone, and welcome to my fourth podcast, episode 4. I can't believe I'm actually making my fourth podcast, and I know a lot of you are out there are listening to me and giving me some great feedback, so I really do appreciate that. Today's episode, I'm going to talk about batting. I often get a lot of questions about what type of batting someone should use in their quilting project. Part of that is because there are so many different types of batting out there on the market. As a long-arm quilter, I do supply batting if the customer chooses to purchase from me, but oftentimes the customer has a particular brand of batting that they like, and I will use that batting in their quilt project. The two types of batting I particularly like to work with are Worm and Natural and Quilter's Dream. I like the Worm and Natural, the regular needle-punched cotton with scrim. It's the 100% bleached cotton. That's probably one of their most popular products. And Quilter's Dream, I actually use all of their products. They have very many different variety of products, cotton, poly. They even have a recycled green plastic bottle product out there that they've made into batting. That I have not actually used yet. But they also have some wonderful products as wool. I have that. And also some beautiful new product, which I've used a couple of times. It's called Dream Orient, and that contains bamboo, silk, cotton, and botanic tencel, which is a beautiful feel to it. But those are just some of the ones I provide. But there are so many out there on the market. And I want to try and kind of sort through those battings. I'm not going to go through all of them because it would take us hours to actually do this. But I subscribe to this magazine called Machine Quilting Unlimited. And actually, I believe they've recently just changed their name to, what did they change their name to? I don't know. Actually, I think they're remaining the same name. They've acquired another magazine that, which I also subscribe to, called Unlimited Possibilities, but they're maintaining their name of Machine Quilting Unlimited. It's a fantastic magazine for professional and non-professional quilters. They have some terrific articles in there about a variety of different things, mostly on machine quilting, but things like I'm going to actually talk about today. One of the articles, this one that I'm going to talk about, was in their spring 2009 magazine, and it's called, the article is called Exploring the World of Batting, and it was written by Debbie Trevino. She did a fantastic study on all the different kinds of batting that there is out on the market. She actually tested every single batting that she could find. It is just unbelievable the amount of batting that she tested. She went from cotton to poly to blends to alpaca to wool to silk. You name it, she did it. So she took a lot of the work out for a lot of us. And if you have access to this magazine, actually, you probably can go online and order a back copy if you wanted. Their website is, the website is www.mqumag.com. Again, M-Q-U-M-A-G. It's really a worthwhile article to save. She has charts in there about the batting. So let's kind of get a start. I want to talk a little bit about some of the terminology that she talks about, and some you may know and some you may not, but I think it's really important for us to understand some terminology about batting. One thing that we often hear as quilters is scrim. And a lot of you may ask what scrim is. And I think she does a really good job of defining it. Scrim is actually a material that helps to hold the fibers of the batting together. And it's generally a manufactured material. It's like a polyester. She describes it as a netting type fabric, which is similar to interfacing, which is true. And so if you have like Warm and Natural actually has a scrim in it. So it's really not 100% cotton because it's got that scrim in it. Now Warm and Natural makes a product called, I believe it's called, let's see if she has it in here. And I think she does. Yep, it's called Soft and Natural. It's 100% pure natural cotton. It has no scrim in it. It is needle punched. So when you're buying like Warm and Natural at Joann's, you're getting the one, usually the one that they sell is the one with a scrim. That's the one I actually utilize. And it's a wonderful product. I have, seen and felt their new product, and it is equally as nice. Now my Quilter's Dream batting that I have, their cotton has no scrim in it. So it truly is 100% cotton. Terminology that I just used was needle punched. A lot of you may want to know what that means, and it's simply that. What it does is there's like thousands of little barbed needles that punch down on the fibers that actually interlock those fibers together, making the batting, which is they do that so they don't have to put a scrim in it. So it's really nice. Another term that she uses is non-bonded. I actually just worked with a customer, brought me some wool that she had that she wanted to use, and it was non-bonded fibers. And it does exactly what she describes. They are loose fibers. They result in an uneven product. They're usually a high loft, which means the loft is the density or the height of the batting. They usually use non-binded fibers for comforter constructions. And again, they're usually, like I said, wool or alpaca. So those are non-binded. Most of the battings that you're going to see out there are bonded, or you're not going to find a lot of non-bonded. Then there's also a term called thermal bonded. This means they're heating the fibers to kind of melt them, to blend them in together so they don't come apart, and it locks them. You might even hear the term also used for thermal bonded, heat sealed, low melt, or glazing. Those are some of the terms that might be used in place of that. Resin bonding is also another term, and you'll see the word resin sometimes on your batting packaging, and they use a chemical bonding agent for that type of bonding. Bearding, you will hear a lot. And when you go into your quilt shop, sometimes they'll say, you know, certain battings tend to beard. What happens is those fibers from the batting migrate through the fabric onto the top of the quilt. So you actually can see those fibers. And that's not something that's desirable to have. Loft is something that I just talked about. Loft is the actual thickness of the batting. And there are a lot of different thicknesses for the different products. For instance, I use Quilter's Dream, and they have several different lofts, which I really like because I've used them all. They have four different lofts. They have a Request, which is very, very light, very thin loft. And I like to use those. I tend to use those in quilts that are a flannel front and a flannel back because that makes for a nice lightweight quilt and not so stiff. Because flannel is a thicker fabric to begin with. And it's also a great cotton if you want to hand quilt it. If you want to hand quilt through cotton, that's a great one to use. Then they have the Select Loft, which is actually their mid-loft, and it's the same exact thickness as the Warm and Natural. So comparison-wise, and I always tell my customers, they always ask me, what's the difference? And I say, well, the only difference is that the Warm and Natural has a scrim, and it's not quite as drapeable at first, but when it's washed up, you cannot tell the difference between a quilt made with the Quilter's Dream Select cotton or the Quilter's Dream, or I'm sorry, the Warm and Natural cotton. You just can't tell once it's in a quilt and they're washed up. Quilter's Dream also has Deluxe Loft, which is a little thicker than Select. It's actually quite nice. And a Supreme Loft, which is their thickest. And I actually used it on our quilt on our bed, and my husband complains because it's too heavy and it's too warm, and he's always warm. So depending on what you're using it for, depends on what type or what loft you might want to use. There's one other term that she used that was the first time I'd ever heard of this term when I read this article. It's called NEPS, N-E-P-S. Those are minuscule tangles of fiber that are sometimes found in cotton and polyester battings that can be difficult to hand quilt through and can dull needles. So sometimes you might see like a little bunch of cotton or something in that, you know, in one particular place in your batting, and that's a nep. Anyway, so that's a lot of information all at once, and you might have to go back and listen to this, but you're probably going to want to go check out some of these things on the various manufacturers' websites either. So, couple things. Batting types, as far as fiber-wise, I want to talk about a few. Cotton batting, which I think is probably one of the most popular types of batting, and I think also provides you with the most vintage-type look for your quilts. I prefer cotton batting because it's a breathable fiber. It washes up nicely. But I also should caution you, when you buy a batting, make sure you read the packaging on how to clean it. Because some say not to put them in the washing machine and only to hand wash. For instance, Quilter's Dream and Warm and Natural, you can machine wash them, and I've never had a problem with it. I wash my quilts all the time, not have had a problem with migration, nothing. So I can attest to the fact that they hold up very well in a washing machine. But please be sure you read those manufacturer's instructions. Some even tell you to pre-wash your batting. I've never had to do that, but there are battings out there that do recommend you pre-wash them. The second type of batting, which I think is also popular, mostly for cost-wise, is polyester. It is cheaper than cotton. But one of the things that Deb Trevino brings up in her article, which I think is very interesting, and I think that all quilters should think about this, is that you've put all your time and effort into making this beautiful quilt top. And a lot of the times, and I've heard this from some of my customers, how much does your batting cost? And they base what they're going to put inside their quilt solely on the price. If it's a quilt that you've put, you want it to be an heirloom piece, and you've put a lot of time and effort into, don't just consider the price. Consider the type of batting too. Polyester, I am not knocking polyester at all. In fact, I've used it in some of my quilts, which I know are going to be utilized a lot. They're great for baby quilts, I think, because baby quilts tend to get used quite a bit. But there is a variety of different polyester battings out there, too, from a variety of different companies. Some of the most popular companies, and this goes the same for the cotton batting. Some of the most popular companies are going to be Fairfield, Hobbs, Mountain Mist, Quilter's Dream, and the Warm Company. Those are just your standards. There are a lot of other companies out there, too. And if you happen to pick up this article, or actually you can even visit Deb Trevino at her website. She has a ultimate batting chart, which you can purchase for $5 at www.villagequiltworks.com. And you can get her batting chart, and it gives you a really good guide as to the different types of battings out there. Polyester batting is just that. It's a man-made fiber. They are, you're going to see some that are needle punched, some that are cross-lapped, carded. You're going to find some that are low melt, resin bonded. I use Quilter's Dream polyester batting pretty much exclusively. And again, they have their different lofts again in the poly. They have three lofts, the Request, the Select, and the Deluxe. They also carry it in a black, which is very popular with some of my customers, especially if they're making a dark quilt. They also carry a product called Dream Puff, which is a little fluffier in the loft, I should say. That's a great one to use for like a baby quilt. It's not really thick. It's only 3/32 of an inch, so it's not real thick, but it has a little bit more of a fluffy feel to it. And then there's also Dream Angel, which is the Dream Angel is actually 100% flame retardant, which they market to be used in baby quilts because it is a flame retardant product. And then, as I mentioned earlier, they do use a Dream Green product, which is from 100% recycled green plastic bottles. So it does, I have seen it and I felt it, and it feels just like the regular poly. And it does have a little bit of a light green color to it. So that's the poly that I use, but I have customers bring me other ones as well. The next category that she went over in the article, which is important, and I've used these types of battings as well, and I think they quilt up very well in a long arm, is fiber blend battings. And again, you've got the whole deal. You've got things that go from cotton poly blends to bamboo cotton blends to bamboo silk cotton and tencel to now you have even organic cottons, wool and cotton. So there's a multitude out there for you to use. I have used, again, the Quilter's Dream blends. Their blend is 70 cotton, 30 poly, which quilts up beautifully. I also have used their wool, which I've used, and I love their wool. And it actually is a washable wool, and it has no scrimmer resins in it. And I've also used the Dream Orient, and I have to say that while it's a little more expensive than what you're going to find out there on the market, it is a fabulous batting. It has no scrim, no resin or bonding. It's a creamy kind of color. And it comes in that Select loft. So it's the same loft as like a Warm and Natural. And it's just so soft and drapeable to the touch. And it's a beautiful product. Customers have also brought to me the Fairfield bamboo, the Nature Fill, which I found is also a beautiful product. That's organic cotton and bamboo. And I've enjoyed using that. But they say if you're going to pre-wash that one, only pre-wash by hand. So I've used that as well. There are some other ones that I would like to try out there. but I have not had the opportunity to do that. So if anybody has had the opportunity to try a different type of batting, I'd love to hear from you. You can go to my website and email me from there. My website's www.cvquiltworks.com. cvquiltworks.com. I'd love to hear from you and get some feedback from you on the different types of batting that you've used. So those are some of the fiber blend battings. Then Deb Trevino also goes to talk about silk, wool, and alpaca. Now, interestingly enough, I've wanted to try alpaca and have not had the opportunity, but I've heard that it's a nice product, but that it also migrates. So I'm a little bit tentative, but there's that part of me that just wants to try it. So I may try it. There's one company out there. It's called Back to Back, B-A-C-K, the number two, and B-A-C-K, Back to Back Alpaca. They make it. They needle punch it with a scrim, and it's actually a combination of alpaca and wool. So if anybody's tried that out there, I'd love to actually hear what your thoughts are on that. Then there are some other companies, too, that do silk. Hobbs does a 90% silk batting and 10% poly. That, I'm sure, is probably beautiful to the touch. And they also do a wool. And as I said, I also have the Quilter's Dream wool, which I absolutely love. And it quilts up just gorgeous. So these are all things you want to consider when you're trying to decide what type of batting you want to use. I mean, the old standby is the cotton. And I probably use cotton 80% of the time. Well, maybe even more, maybe 85% of the time in my quilts, and love it. It's a breathable fiber and it drapes really nicely. It keeps you kind of cozy. And, you know, it comes in different lofts, especially like in Quilter's Dream batting, it comes in different lofts. Let me give you, you can actually go onto some of these manufacturers' websites too. For the companies that I use, Quilter's Dream website is www.quiltersdreambatting.com. And the Warm Company, you can go on and look at their batting. Theirs is www.warmcompany.com. So those are the two that I use. But, you know, I really go out there, try out the battings. I really advise you to even go on to Deb Trevino's website and check out her ultimate batting chart. Or better yet, even get the magazine, if you can, the back magazine of the Machine Quilting Unlimited. It's the spring 2009 edition. And I think that you will be very happy with the article and with the other articles actually in the magazine. It's a great magazine. I think you'll like it. So please, I would love to hear feedback from you, not only on the batting, but I'd love to hear some feedback from you all on my podcasts, especially if you are subscribing to my podcast through iTunes. If it wouldn't take too much of your time, I would love to see a review on iTunes from you about my podcast. I've heard some verbal feedback and some written feedback via email, but I'd love to hear your feedback on iTunes. Just say you want to review it when you go to get my next podcast and download it. Say you want to give a review and you can go ahead and do that on there. I would really appreciate that very much. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this podcast and I will see you in a month. In the meantime, if you want to see what's going on in my quilting life, you can always go to my website, www.cvquiltworks.com, or to my blog, cvquiltworks.blogspot.com. You can link to my blog from my website if you forget the blog URL. I'd love to hear from you. Check me out often. I do often run little contests or giveaways too on my blog. So check me out, and I hope you're having fun quilting away. So until next time, happy quilting. This is Jackie. I'll talk to you next month. Bye-bye.